Mission Hospital is leading the way in providing you with the most advanced diagnostic care in the world, part of the St. Joseph Health System. And now it's time for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
The Vein Center at Mission Hospital covers a variety of treatment in the full spectrum disorder of venous disorders. My guest is Dr. David Kawanishi. He's a cardiologist, interventional cardiologist, and vascular disease specialist at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kawanishi. Let's talk about the Vein Center at Mission Hospital. What kinds of services do you cover there?
Well, thank you, Melanie. We're very proud of our Vein Center and that we provide a full range of treatments for venous insufficiency. We do endovenous ablation using either laser or radio frequency, and in some patients we can use both depending on what their anatomical requirements are. We also do ultrasound-guided chemical ablation of the smaller, more twisty varicose veins that you can't ablate with the devices. We do phlebectomy, that is the small incisions to surgically remove some of the varicose veins, which in some cases is a desirable alternative to chemical ablation or an adjunct. We do sclerotherapy for cosmetic small spider and reticular veins, and we also use the devices to do ablation of perforator veins, especially in those patients who've had recurrent venous ulcers as a special case.
So it's not just really... It's not just really, you know, varicose veins. You're treating spider veins and reticular veins and all kinds of ulcerations and things. So it's a full-service vein center.
Absolutely. And we're very proud of the fact that we use ultrasound. So we're basically looking at what we're treating. And even before we do an endovenous ablation for varicose veins, everyone gets a vein map. So we're very strong advocates that we know going in what we're dealing with rather than just kind of shooting from the hip.
So in a vascular practice such as yours and at the Vein Center at Mission Hospital, you do, as you said, a map. So diagnostic vascular ultrasound lab, you're going in there, you're mapping out the person's veins and seeing what's going on really in their whole body?
Well, it's actually in the extremity that's affected.
In the extremities.
So usually we're talking about the legs for the varicose veins that we treat. But yes, we're very proud of the fact that we, in addition to the Vein Center, it's part of our vascular diagnostic ultrasound laboratory. So we have the full capability of doing ultrasound examinations for the arteries, for example, in the same leg that the vein problem is being evaluated. We do carotid ultrasounds. We do the abdominal aorta ultrasounds. And we also do the full ultrasound for looking for clots and phlebitis, thrombosis, and those things. So I think if it involves vascular and the peripheral vessels, we're pretty full-fledged. And the fact that both of us who work in this, the Vein Center, are both cardiologists, that pretty much also includes your cardiovascular system. So we're quite comprehensive.
Well, you mentioned that you would do an ultrasound of the carotid arteries on the same side that you would have your varicose veins. Is there a risk to... throwing a blood clot or having some sort of cardiac event?
Well, the potential cardiac events are usually not the carotid, but both of us who work in the Vein Center, because we're cardiologists, our background is medical. We do a full medical evaluation, a history and physical examination on patients who are being treated pretty much regardless of what we're doing, because we like to know what... We don't like to be surprised by any medical conditions that we weren't aware of. If we will routinely listen to the carotid arteries, and if you have an abnormal sound or something, we'll just add a carotid ultrasound to the ultrasound studies we're getting on the legs.
What can people expect on their visit, and really who should come to the Vein Center? What would send somebody there? Is this, they've seen their internist and they say, I want you to go to the Vein Center? Is this something people just say, oh, that's where I need to be?
Well, we see them always. Most of our patients are referred to us by primary physicians who recognize that the patient has symptomatic varicose veins. But more and more, I think there's an awareness out there, especially as the nature of medical care is changing. Many of our physicians, our patients are more self-activating, and if they have visible bulging varicose veins and they're having symptoms, that's certainly a kind of patient that we would see, and I think we can help. Inconsiderable number of our patients are sent in by their golf buddies who can't stand looking at these bulging varicose veins on their friend's legs, and they tell them, you know, either stop wearing shorts or go in and get those taken care of. So we get a full range of patients coming in. But pretty much anybody who has visible bulging varicose veins and symptoms of aching, heaviness, itching, and certainly if they've had bleeding episodes, infections, or recurrent swelling, and if it's compromising their lifestyle, they have to walk into a room, start looking for a chair to sit down on so as soon as their legs get heavy. Those are the kind of patients, I think, who are ready to get their veins treated.
And you mentioned spider veins, you know, and we've talked about varicose veins and, you know, doing the ultrasound imaging. But what about something like spider veins? Is there any complication to those? Is it strictly aesthetic? Do they hurt or itch?
Well, sometimes they do hurt and itch, and those are certainly the ones that are worth taking care of because they can be taken care of just with a simple chemical injection. Although I must say that in many cases, depending on age, of course, if you're in your mid to late teens, the likelihood of having severe underlying venous problems is pretty low. But as you get older, sometimes those spider veins or the little larger ones, as they start to grow, one has to be suspicious that there's some higher pressure coming from deeper underneath. And that's why in the majority of our patients, even if we're treating the more superficial veins that seem like they might be cosmetic, we always start with a diagnostic ultrasound to make sure we're not missing something. And not infrequently, we're surprised. It turns out that the underlying problem is deeper below the surface, and in some cases, we wind up suggesting or doing an endovenous ablation and then start chemical ablations all the way out. By the time you treat the underlying problems, the spider veins are almost all gone.
So you do the chemical ablation and the EVLA for spider veins?
You can. If it turns out that the pressure is coming from underneath and the problem involves those larger veins. There are other times when we check the whole venous system and find that everything is fine, and pretty much the spider veins, what you see there is all there is. And those would be more cosmetic and simple injections, which, of course, we can handle as well.
Okay, so now people come to the vein center. What can they expect on their first visit?
Well, we always start with a full history and physical examination, just as we do any consultation. Even if you're self-referred, we like to make sure that there are no other problems going on. And then we usually will ask what kind of lifestyle to try to get at what's causing the problems. Airline pilots who sit for a long time or teachers who stand for a long time that's often part of the source of the high pressure and the trauma to the veins. And so we'll ask if they've used compression stockings. And in some cases, the regular use of compression stockings is able to have the patient get by for a time. So some of these conservative measures, I think we've talked about before, weight loss, if you're heavy, is another thing you can do. Or if you're spending long periods of time at a computer, get your legs up, pump your legs, you listen to music and move around a little bit, that kind of thing. And that actually is not only can help with symptoms, but actually has a little bit prophylactic benefit to slow down development of any new or additional varicose veins.
Now,
a little bit of additional kind of problems. Sometimes patients come to us because they have varicose veins and swelling in the feet and ankles. That's called edema. That's a little bit more of a complicated issue. There are often multiple factors that go into that, and that's the kind of thing that might be worth consulting with your primary physician first to make sure that the swelling isn't coming from other causes such as your heart.
Does insurance cover the venous mapping ultrasound procedure? Is that something, Dr. Kawanishi, that is pretty relatively easy, a handheld Doppler, you're doing the vein mapping, or is this something a person, is this covered by insurance?
The key here is symptoms. If you have some kind of symptomatic venous insufficiency, even those spider veins that we were talking about earlier that are itching or occasionally painful if you've been standing for an hour and the little varicose, the spiders on your thigh start to hurt, that's symptomatic venous insufficiency. And I think in those cases, because you have the symptoms, we can get authorizations to do the ultrasound study, because everyone knows that there is the possibility that what you're seeing on the surface may be the tip of an iceberg of higher venous pressure coming from underneath.
What a great
service. In those cases, you need the anatomy.
What a great service. In the last 20 seconds, wrap up the Vein Center at Mission Hospital for us.
Well, I think our advantage is that we have a full range of treatment procedures with a full range of diagnostic procedures, and you're seeing a couple of cardiologists to make sure that there are no cardiac problems associated.
That is great. It's the Vein Center at Mission Hospital. You're listening to Mission Radio. For more information on Mission Hospital and the Vein Center, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4 health.com. I'm Melanie Cole. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.